Welcome to this deep dive into your Laws of Life workbook sources. We've got a lot to cover today.
We really do.
Yeah. So our mission today is to get you prepped for week 13, day 5 of the program. And the focus here is Law 13.
Right, which is all about living primarily in your circles of control and influence and, you know, leaving everything else just for awareness.
Exactly. And as a psychology professor, I tend to look at this through the lens of what we call locus of control. I mean, right now, a lot of us are basically operating like a rat in a maze, you know, just constantly reacting to the walls.
Oh, that's a really good way to picture it.
Yeah, and today's exercise is really about shifting that mindset. It's about stepping out of the maze and becoming the scientist who actually designs it.
I love that. And, you know, from a neuroscience perspective, there is a distinct reason why we act like the rat. We have to ask why the brain actually prefers obsessing over the walls.
The awareness circle.
Exactly, the awareness circle. Why it prefers that over, you know, designing the maze, which is the control circle. And it really comes down to psychological safety.
Ah, ego protection.
Right. Because if you can blame the economy or administrative rules or like doom scrolling political news for your lack of progress, your ego is totally protected.
Because it's not your fault.
Exactly. But if you shift your focus entirely into the control circle, you take on the vulnerability of agency. I mean, if you fail now, it is entirely on you. So focusing on the awareness circle is really just the brain's defense mechanism against the threat of failure.
That makes so much sense.
Yes.
So let's actually put that defense mechanism to the test right now. I'm going to put you on the spot.
Uh-oh. All right, go for it.
Let's answer the day 5 workbook questions live. Think of a future goal you have, something you really want to do. Why haven't you accomplished it yet? And I want you to differentiate the actual design restrictions from the excuses.
Oh, wow. Okay. Well, for years, I've planned to launch this new cognitive research lab. And my stated reason for the delay was always, you know, university funding politics.
Right. The classic academic hurdle.
Totally. I told myself the grant committees were just too rigid and the administrative red tape was way too thick.
Which, to be fair, sounds like a completely legitimate tangible barrier on the surface.
Right, it does. But when I actually applied the CIA method, you know, categorizing what falls into control, influence, and awareness, it completely broke that illusion.
How so?
Well, the mechanism of this method is detachment through categorization. Once I categorized university politics as purely awareness, I realized I was spending literally zero time in control.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. The bureaucracy wasn't the restriction. My own avoidance was the restriction. I mean, I was hiding behind the red tape to avoid the vulnerability of my grant proposals getting rejected.
That's a huge realization.
It really was. All right. Well, now I'm flipping the script. It's your turn.
Fair enough. Hit me.
Answer the final questions for day 5. What does winning look like for your current goal, and what is really stopping you?
Okay. Well, I really need to revamp a PhD syllabus I've been teaching for a decade.
Mm-hmm.
So winning for me is a seminar where students are like actively debating the material rather than just passively absorbing my lectures.
Okay, that's a clear win. And the barrier.
Well, I tell myself I'm restricted by a lack of time. You know, heavy committee work, grading, all that.
But managing a schedule is entirely within your control circle, right?
Exactly. The actual mechanism stopping me isn't the clock. It's the cognitive load of starting from scratch. I am actively choosing the comfort of teaching the old syllabus over the friction of creating a new one. The time excuse is just a shield.
And for you listening, this is exactly what day 5 requires. You need to pick one attainable goal and run it through that CIA method to strip away your own shields.
Yeah. Find out what is actually in your control versus what is just, you know, noise in your awareness circle.
Exactly. And as you categorize those barriers, make sure you keep up the daily routine outlined in the program. Review your custom stack. That's 3 code rewrites, 3 distill points, and 2 quotes. And do that exactly 3 times today.
Right. And it's not just about memorization, is it?
No, not at all. From a neuroscience perspective, this repetition actually drives myelination. You are physically thickening the neural pathways associated with an internal locus of control.
So you're literally rewiring your brain.
Exactly. You're training your brain so that focusing on what you can control becomes an automatic reflex rather than, you know, a forced cognitive effort.
That daily reinforcement is so critical. And it leads right into your bedtime prompt for tonight. Don't forget to ask yourself, if I had 10 extra hours a week, what would I do? And what can I remove to reclaim them?
Yes. That prep work perfectly positions you for tomorrow's day six self-audit. The week is almost over, so it's really the ideal moment to reflect on where your locus of control has actually shifted.
Absolutely. So we'll leave you with this to consider before you open the workbook. Look at the biggest barrier you think is holding you back right now.
Yeah, take a really hard look at it.
What if the restriction you complain about the loudest is actually the exact excuse your brain is relying on to protect you from trying? Have a great time digging into day five.